This is the Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we journey around the world, talking with fellow human design reflectors as they experiment and navigate their unique design. Today's beautiful conversation is with Mel. Mel is a fellow 5-1 reflector and is coming to us from the beautiful Bali. After near hitting rock bottom, Mel rose from the ashes to find herself on a spiritual ascension journey, as well as a deeply healing journey. Her mission and vision now is to create a new earth within her online community, The Growth Shift. And recently, she's also launched her own podcast. Welcome, beautiful soul.
Hello. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's funny, as you were saying that, I was like feeling emotion coming up within me because quite simply like reflecting back on how far I've come. And yeah, it's really beautiful. So thank you so much for that introduction.
You're welcome. Now, as we do, we like to go into the human design, you know, stuff and kind of find out about you. So talk to us, how did you find human design, or human design find you?
It actually came into my field late 2019. So I started my kind of learning about it and exploring it back then. And as I have the one in my line, I like to know everything when I get really interested about things. So I really started to dive deep with it in respects to, you know, the meanings and myself and my understanding. So like end of 2019, and I think like some point in 2020, I can't remember exactly when, I ended up getting, I dove into the My Body Graph platform, and I ended up expanding on that and getting the premium and reading about that. And then I ended up getting a reading from a human design coach, which went deeper into it and my gates. Because I'm like really open, like I have hardly any gates, and obviously all of my centers are open. So it was really interesting to learn more about those gates. And then simply just been navigating since. I've partially read the human design book, so I can understand other human designs better for my industry, because I work with people. So for me to understand their design really supports me to support them. And yeah, it's been a journey because I came to Bali in 2020, and before I came to Bali, I lived in a block of flats. So I was surrounded by all of these energies, like through the walls. And it was great for my reflectorism, because as we know, the majority of the population have the sacral force energy. And it really supported me with like my work and doing and getting up, because I had all of that energy flowing through me. And then when I came to Bali, it was a huge navigation for my energy, because suddenly I had all of this space to myself. So that really allowed me to land into my energies and really flowing with it. And yeah, like truth be told, I'm still navigating it, because I haven't been as good as I could be with the moon and like understanding the phases. I'm very sure I have ADHD, or maybe it's just like my open head center, because I'm like all here and everywhere. But yeah, it's been a really beautiful journey. And the more I've learned how to understand my design and deepening into my design, I've really learned to take things a lot less personal. So being the pure mirror that we are, especially having the five in my design, I get a lot of projections. And through me understanding my design, when people have projected onto me in the past, and I'm like, that's not me, that's you. Like now I don't take it personally, because I'm like, oh, now I understand. I'm just here to like jolt things for you on a spiritual level. So it's really also learning how to navigate that without seeming arrogant, as if I'm like trying to bypass what they're saying. So yeah, it's been really interesting, definitely.
I love that you were saying there as well, you know, in your past life when you were living in the UK, you had all this sacral energy around you, and at that time you felt like it supported you. And then you've had this shift to come over to Bali where you've got space, you're living alone. How do you find now you can motivate yourself? Like, what, how do you get that engine going? How do you stay on? Because it's a really big thing for reflectors to often find this when we don't have that sacral. I know myself in my own business, when I stopped working around people all the time, I have to find my own motivation, because sometimes I can just go off, stare at a bloody wall. Do you know? I just go, oh, well, this is fun. It happens.
Oh, I'm with you so much. It's definitely been a journey, especially over the last few years, because there has been points where I have become disconnected with my business for various reasons and become frustrated. And it really is coming back to the vision and coming back to the heart in why I'm doing what I'm doing. And for a while there, before we started recording, I already told you this, I was going through my Saturn return and I was being thrown all of these lessons, and I really started to lean into my not self because of the disappointment that I was feeling within my business and certain aspects of it. And I started to lose the motivation in that sense, through falling into my not self theme and through becoming disconnected from the vision and from the heart. And it's really only been this year, as I've come out of my Saturn return and like reflected on everything and subsequently moved into Pluto, and now I'm in this like whole rebirth, that I've really started to connect to the higher vision and my heart and my path. And this is really what's keeping me motivated. And I give myself much rest during the day. Like, I'm very grateful and I'm very blessed that I'm able to live such a life of freedom. And I'm feeling emotion come up in me because I'm so supported by the universe, and I'm so supported because I followed my heart since 2017, and I've listened to the calls of my soul, and I've followed what makes me feel joyous and what makes me feel happy. And because of that, I've been so supported and so held, like, through ways in which you wouldn't even consciously comprehend. Like, I literally, like, things just come out of nowhere that I'm just like, oh, okay, thank you. Oh, okay, cool. So, cheers. And like, I speak about this to like my family, who are very much living in the old paradigm, and they're like, what are you talking about? You're just nuts. Like, I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm just going to carry on what I'm doing. But yeah, it's definitely staying connected to the vision and the heart, and ensuring that I do get a lot of rest in, like, in between, the pockets in between, and listening to my body as well, without the conditional way that we've been trained to shame ourselves. And I'm very much connected to my body through all of the work that I've done. And it's just moving through and keeping the vision in mind, really. Not only because, like, first, when I first started, it was like a vision for me. It was just for me, like freedom, like a life of ease. And then it got bigger to my family, as naturally it does. And now it's spanned to the whole world. And like, I'm not just doing this for me. And when we choose to get involved in our entrepreneurial journey, it's very easy. Like, this isn't just everyone. This isn't just reflectors. This is everyone. But reflectors more so. It's very easy to just like let ourselves down if it's just for us, right? And very early on in my journey, because I saw the vision of the possibilities of what's available, very soon my vision got bigger than me. Like it was literally within like a week or two, it got bigger to my mum. And because of the heart that was connected with how I really wanted to and want to benefit my mum with everything that I'm doing, that's what kept me going through. And then as I achieved my freedom, then it was like, whoa, if I can have it, everyone else can have it. Let's share it. So it just got much bigger to everyone. And then, of course, like through my own journey of metamorphosis, it's like I can really, and being a reflector as well, especially from the outside in, being in Bali and seeing everything that's going on with the world right now, specifically like the Western society, I'm like, wow, like I have been initiated in 2017. I didn't know I was ready. The universe knew I was ready. And like I started my business, my spiritual and my growth journey exactly at the same time. So the universe was like, you are ready. So I went through it, and it's only really been consciously anchoring in the last few weeks with all of these activations going on. I already knew it, but it's like now it's, I see, you know, we see more than anyone and we feel more than anyone. And we're at such a pinnacle moment in history right now that, you know, people have a choice, one of two ways, ego or heart, right? And I've been on this like really deep soul journey in connecting to my heart by shedding all of the shit. And I see it all. I feel it, like the shit that people are holding on to. And it's like, it doesn't have to be that hard. Yeah. It brings up a song that came up yesterday at a fire jam that I was at for my friend's birthday. Part of his lyrics was, it doesn't have to be this hard. We just get to come back to the heart. That's it. And like, it's really important that we come back to community, because that's what really supports us with the journey, because it's not an easy journey. However, this is why a community is so important. And this is also why we've been so disconnected from community within our Western way of living, because they know this. They know the power of the people unifying. So it really is the vision. It's the vision, it's the heart, it's the connection, it's the community. This is what we must come back to as a world collective, amongst other things like the land and the spirit and all of that good stuff. But yeah, I mean, I've got the voice, I've got the vessel. I don't give a shit. I'll show up as and when. I'll say the truth. I mean, I've been dealing with projections all of my life, unbeknownst to me back then why, but like I understand, and I've got the emotional intelligence to deal with it. So I'm like standing strong in this mission.
You got a nice solid foundation.
Yeah, man.
And that's the first line. It's building that foundation. And I love what you were saying there before about like the feeling of knowing, like it's always been there. And I do believe we talk a lot into this space, especially as reflectors, that it's like it's already in our body. It's just we got to catch up. We got to catch up here for it to all start happening. I want to ask you, I want to go back. What led you to Bali? What happened? Why are you in? What happened where you were in Bali? Was it something that you always wanted to do, or?
No, it wasn't something that was ever really in my periphery. I'm very spiritual, as I'm sure you can tell through my conversation. And in 2020, it was my personal year 7 in numerology. And my numerologist told me this, and she basically said, what you get to do for the betterment of you is rest, reflect, go into nature, attract everything, pursue nothing. So as soon as she said, go to nature, my soul was like, go to Bali. I was like, okay. Like I knew that people in my wider business community were in Bali. So I already knew a few people that I was connected with there that were there, but my soul was like, go there. So I came, followed the soul calling, always following the soul calling, even when it doesn't make sense and it's scary. And yeah, I came and I got here. And originally I chose to go to Canggu, which is by the beach. And I was there, like I literally, the intention to come was for like soul and spiritual healing and growth. Yeah. And it's not that I was lost, because many people come to Bali because they're going through a really dark time and they're looking for healing, because this land is sacred. It's so beautiful. It's so special. But I was in a really good space already, and I was like really hopeful and grateful about life. I just wanted to deepen into that and my understanding of self and spirit. So I followed the call, and I was in Canggu for 2.5 weeks doing many a meditation, connecting to my starseed family, and also working with my shaman and my Reiki master. And like through these meditations, after about 2.5 weeks, I woke up and I just didn't, like, the last few days before I woke up, I just didn't really feel a good energy with where I was at. And then I woke up one day and my soul was like, you need to go to Ubud. And I didn't know anything about Ubud at all. Like, I'd never looked it up, because I've always been a kind of beachy girl and I love the sea and the water by the sea. But yeah, I followed the call. I posted on Facebook in the housing community, and I was like, hey, like, I'm looking to stay somewhere. I need a swimming pool that I can swim in, because I'm a swimmer, so I like to swim laps. I need a TV because I like working with two screens, and preferably a kitchen so I can cook. And then this woman, she replied out of loads, because this was COVID time, so everyone had left. I literally got here 2 days before the borders shut. Like, the universe was like, right, you're ready, divine timing, get into your energy. So everyone left. So obviously, like, the tourist like income for the locals, were, it just went. Yeah. So there was so much availability. So I had hundreds of replies, and this woman responded. She went, hey, I'm looking for some peeps to fill my cool villa tribe. And I was like, you are on my vibe. And she's the only one that I responded to. And I subsequently had a video conversation with her. 3 days later, I moved in. I cut the lease on my old place. I was just like, no, like, I gave it to my friend, my room. And then I moved into this villa community, and everything was just like, boop, boop, boop. But the universe was just like, yeah, like, we're going to give you everything that you need. And yeah, I've been here ever since. I only planned to be here for 4 months for the like spiritual work that I plan to do. And then the business event that I had planned in Las Vegas got cancelled, naturally, because of the global shit show. And I was like, the worst place to go back to is the UK. Fuck that. So I didn't, and I stayed. And the longer I stayed, the more I knew in my body and my soul that this was home, and this is where I'm going to have my family. So I've simply been laying my roots ever since, and working on myself, working on my business, and I'm calling in my divine masculine to come and co-create with. I've got this like huge life that I have in my vision. So it's just waiting for the right guy to come along that's really going to align with my energy and my values, and that has a similar mission and vision to me. So I'm just doing the things. It's fun.
You know, it's just so inspirational in a way to, I got kind of vibes of, what was that bloody book? Love, Eat, Pray. Pray, Love, Eat, whatever. You know, she just takes off.
Eat, Pray, Love. I've never read it or watched that.
I know. It's just, so much. And I know that's a bit cliche, but it's just like, it's just these vibes of just going, I'm going to do this. I'm on this spirit, you know, I'm just on this spiritual journey. It's about me.
And then you find more of you, and it's just like, now I found my home. And I'm like, it's so inspiring that you've had this, that you've been, you know, and I truly believe too, this is available to all of us, everything that we want. When we lead with our heart, when we get out of our own fucking way, and especially more so for us, because I truly believe that reflectors, I know I'm generalizing, but we have like more of a tap, straight tap up to source. And it's like, just get out of your own fucking way, and it happens. It's there. It's always there. So thank you for that inspiration, because it's just yummy. It's just yummy. I want to, when you found this out about human design, you were saying there before that even before that, you were already sort of on this trajectory of, you know, changing your ways, changing your path. Did you go back and really do that journey back to little Mel? You know, little Mel growing up, who were you raised in, environments you were raised in? Have you had to do a lot of that child healing from that reflector standpoint of having to be the mirror in your family, or not having to be, but you were, and especially that fifth line, being that projected on even in your family dynamic or ex-workers and stuff like that. Have you gone back and had a little journey there?
It's funny enough, no, not on the reflector standpoint. I've done much healing. I've let go of a lot, and I've gone back to my inner child and done much healing in that. I've never really looked at like it in the reflector standpoint. Like, I do understand that everything that's happened to me is everything to do with them and nothing to do with me. So I've healed in that sense, but yeah, like not consciously looked at it from the reflector standpoint mirror. So that's interesting. I've never really thought about it that way. So thank you for putting that in my consciousness to think about, because as and when it comes up, I'll certainly go back and think about it. But it's funny when you speak about like family, because since I've been here in Bali, I haven't really spoken to my family because they're very much in the old paradigm. And like, yeah, I'm not a surface level conversationalist. Yeah. I'm the kind of person that likes to speak about deep stuff. And I'd rather not speak about the weather and football, and because I'd rather just stay silent. So I recently started to connect to my brother again this year. For a few months, he's out of my field again. But when we were connecting, he was projecting onto me, and it was with this new like knowledge. When it comes to the projections, I was seeing it, and I was like he would say certain things, and I'm laughing. I'm not taking it personally as I would have done like 3 years ago, over 3 years ago. And I was just like, thank you for the projection, brother. Like, greatly appreciated. And I'm very sure he had no idea what I meant when it came to that language. But yeah, no, not in a past life sense. So that's interesting. Thank you very much.
No, wow. And I love it. And I'm, you know, you and I both 5'1". So it's just like, and we're all different. We're all unique, beautiful beings as it is, but it's some 5'1s are very paranoid about stepping forward into their truth, because when they have gone out there to raise their voice and stand in that leadership, that truth, I'm going to say things, they get burnt. You know, it's like that people will come at them and say, how dare you, and they kind of pull them down. So the fifth lines can sometimes be a little bit like, oh, okay, have I made sure that everything here that I'm about to say is accurate, because heaven fucking forbid that they come at me. Whereas I kind of, you've kind of like gone the other way of just going, well, fuck this. I know who I am. I've worked goddamn hard at it, and I'm going to stand in my truth. And that is so, so empowering. It's just like, whoa.
And that's the thing as well. It's like, it's really important for everyone, especially as a five, that we learn adequate communication skills, which was a big, big lesson for me. I wasn't able to adequately communicate back then, because we're not taught how to communicate healthily. It's aggressive communication. It's like, you this, you that, yeah. And it's just like pointing the finger at people. And no one likes fingers to be pointed at them. They get their backs up. And like, you know, we're just taught unconsciously to project onto them rather than take ownership for our feelings. So once I realized that my communication wasn't landing in the way that I intended it to, I was like, okay, well, I get to work on my communication skills here. But then on top of that, I learned about other people, like the psychology of other people and how other people's minds work, and also the different types of personalities with people, not just human design, just like red, blue, yellow, and green. There's a book that I read called Surrounded by Idiots. Absolutely fantastic book in respect to communication and communicating on the level of the other person rather than communicating from your level. So I learned a lot about that. And I also became emotionally intelligent. And that's the thing, like the majority of people are not emotionally intelligent and they do not know how to communicate. And this is the first thing, right? And like, fortunately, because of the way that I have deepened into that, I don't really get, like, it's very far and few that I get a lot. Well, I don't get hate. First off, I don't focus on it because what you focus on grows. And I've never really focused on the haters because it's like, what are you gonna do? You're not building my empire for me. Like, you're just there because you've got nothing better to do. So you're projecting hate onto me. Like, I hope you heal. I love you. Goodbye. Like, just leaving it at that. And because I look at it that way, I tend to not attract those kinds of people into my reality because, you know, we attract what we think, right? So there's that, but there's also like, this isn't about me. Like, let go of the ego. It's not about me. It's about the people. It's about, first off, my family. First off, the life that I'm building for my children. And second off, all of those lost souls that are looking to find the light. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about who we get to serve. And it's about the change we get to make in this world. And if we don't stand in our truth, our own unique, beautiful and brilliant and magical truth, because of our story and everything that we've experienced and witnessed, then we are being a disservice. We are being very selfish. We are being very egotistical. And no, this is not how we create change. This is not how we create a better world. And if we don't stand in our truth, if we don't use our voice, then the future is very dark for our children, because that's just the way it's going. So we have a choice. We can either choose to stay in our egotistical fears of, oh, what are people going to think of me? I'm going to get a hate and go and cry in a corner. Or we can choose to stand in our warrior and fight with love from the heart with our voice, because that's really the only way that we can make a change is through our voice, whether it be spoken, written, or song. So whatever calls you, because we've all got different ways, use your voice as well as be conscious with the way that you're spending your money as well. These are the two things that we really get to focus on when it comes to changing the trajectory of the future of this planet. And like, people can hate me, but at the end of the day, if you're hating on me, honey, you get to heal and work through your shit. Like, that is nothing to do with me and everything to do with you. And I don't judge you or feel any shade or negativity towards you, because I get it. I've been there. However, I'm not accepting that. So bye, block, see you later. And that's the way that we get to look at it when it comes to creating the change that we wish to see in the world.
I love that. So empowering, so true. It's how we show up to serve. And when we can get out of it, as I was saying before, when we can get out of our own goddamn way and realize it's really not about us. And that's a huge thing. I know that, because this is obviously a Human Design Reflector podcast, but just referring it to back to that reflector, it's often spoken about. We are, you know, we have the pathless path. It's because we are of service to humanity. And when people can get over that, get over their small little minded things, which is hard, you know, it's fucking hard to get over that sometimes. We can just get on with having a joyous life, but it's still hard to sometimes get tripped up by certain things.
Guilty. It's so funny that you say pathless life as well, because this is also something that I'm definitely navigating, is the detachment. And like, I very much go with the flow, like majorly, but I have like 6 placements of Capricorn in my astrology chart. So I'm like very future, like future forward thinking, forward projection. This is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. This is the life I'm building. So it's funny that you say pathless path, because like, this is the kind of duality, I suppose, that I'm navigating with my reflectorism, human design, and also my astrology, because of the way that it conjuncts. So yeah, it's really like, and also like working with the universe in respect to detachment when it comes to everything that we wish to create and manifest, because when we do detach, when it's like, okay, well, I do want this, but you know, if I don't have it, like the universe obviously knows better for me. So it's really learning that detachment when it comes to everything that we wish to be, do, and have. So yeah, it just made me laugh. Pathless path.
I'll send you the blurb. You can have even a bigger laugh.
Please.
How do you, like, you know, and this is a beautiful, motivating conversation. And sometimes, you know, you were saying there before, you've been here in the past where you get it. How do people take those first initial steps forward into this spaciousness of, you know, being more heart-centered? I mean, you know, people talk a lot about this. It's something that I have in my own business too. People will go, well, how do I do that? And it's just like, oh, well, allow me to show you. I'm asking you. If someone wants to work in this space, if they want to change their ways, if they want to kind of like heal from their past, be more heart-led, how does one start that?
The way that it personally happened for me was by first learning how to control my mind and rewiring my neuropathways. So I looked at life first off with full gratitude of everything that surrounded me and the abundance that I had, learning how to not take things for granted, because we are, like, specifically in the Western world, we're so privileged. First off, we're very privileged for even being alive right now at this moment in time. Like, this is a great moment in time to be alive with everything that we have available to us. So first off, we get to be grateful about that. And second off, like, everything that we're surrounded by, if you have a roof over your head, if you have running water, if you have food in your fridge, if you have a heating and a bed to sleep in, you're so much more better off than a lot of people in this world, right? So first off, for me, it started with gratitude and really honing in on the gratitude for life. And then I learned how to master my mind in the sense of, instead of coming from a disempowering place and the victim mentality of, oh, why is this happening to me? I started to switch that to, okay, well, why is this happening to me? Like, what's the lesson here? Where's the growth? And really starting to look at it that way. So then that led me down a path of, like instead of things happening to me, things are happening for me. So once I started looking at it from that growth focused mindset and that gratitude mindset, that's when I really started to learn how to open my heart. And I went on this, like, you know, transformative and healing growth journey, where I learned how to understand myself and the depths of my darkness. And I started to shine a light on my darkness to find the color in my experience. And the more that I understood myself and my darkness, the more I was able to understand other people and their pain and their darkness. So, because fundamentally we're all the same, like, we're all looking for the light, we're all looking for love, we're all looking for unity, we're all looking for connection, we're just looking at it in different ways. And, like, many of us are lost. I used to be one of them, because they have that's what they want. They seek to oppress us, they seek to keep us small, they seek to keep us powerless, and we're so disconnected from self and others that, of course, we're disconnected from heart, because we don't understand the power of heart, because they've trained us to not connect to it and only navigate through this physical reality with our mind.
Yeah.
However, they haven't taught us to navigate through this physical reality with our mind, where we control it. Typically, our mind controls us. But the fact of the matter is, the only thing that we can control is our mind, is ourselves. So once we really learn how to control our mind and ourselves, that's when we can really start to learn how to deepen into our body and understand the messages from our body and ultimately the messages from our soul. So, yeah, first off, it started with my mind, gratitude, growth-based mindset. And the more I started to understand myself, the more I was able to understand other people and open my heart to that. And yeah, just really, really deepen into that. And it's been, like, we close our hearts to protect ourselves. It's, you know, this is just a natural human reaction to everything that's gone on, because all of us have gone through pain, all of us have gone through you know, turmoil in some way, and you know, we can die from a broken heart. So naturally we protect our hearts, and we haven't been taught how to effectively navigate and process our emotions. And we've been taught that our negative emotions are bad. No, they're not. They are what they are. It is what it is. Our negative emotions are there for guidance from our body. So once we realize this, and once we really learn to feel it and let it out and rid our body of it, but also feel in the moment as when we're feeling, then we can start to open our heart. And once we start to open our heart, the task is to keep it open, because of our experience and journeys and stories that we make up in our mind. Like whenever we're around certain situations, it's like, oh, that's scary. Oh, and it's like, so the task is to like learn. And this is a journey. It doesn't happen overnight, right? I'm still learning to keep my heart open, and and my heart was wide open back in 2020, but then because of experiences that were thrown my way through my own lessons and deepening growth, it closed for a while. And as I'm deepening into community here in Bali, like physical community, I'm really starting to like open it and keep it open much more. And you can feel it. You can feel when your heart's open, you can feel when your heart's closed. Yeah, it's being really conscious with that. And the way that we become conscious with really landing and deepening and keeping and staying in our heart is controlling the mind. It's all a mind thing. It's all a mind thing. And once we become self-aware, once we become conscious, once we become intentional with our mind, then it's much easier to navigate in deepening into that heart. And meditation also helps as well. Love a bit of meditation. Yeah.
I love that you're saying that, because it's so true. We're never taught. I think the kids these days are slowly getting retrained a little bit with wellness and stuff. But that was one of the – I've always loved embodiment for the reasons that I didn't understand, but I knew that the wisdom was coming through from the body. Human design was one of those things that taught me how to get out of the fucking head and drop into the body, because that's where all the sensations are. That's where it leads. You lead from the heart. So just what you were saying, that you can apply that straight to learning about your design, understanding human design, because it is a body-centered approach, embodying it, not just reading all the bloody books. You get a first line, I get a first line. We know what that's like. We know what that's like. But it's actually like processing it through us, isn't it? And I love what you were saying there about the trick is to keep our hearts open. That is so, so wise, because it is, it's like sometimes things all, oh, and then you just got to go, no, free it, feel it. It's okay.
Have you read The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer?
No.
He talks about it in that book. I haven't finished the book yet, but I've crossed the path of keeping the heart open and opening the heart. So it's definitely a really good book to read.
I love a good book recommendation. Yeah, I love reading. Mel, how can people reach out? How can they connect with you? How can they work with you? Would you like to share a bit on that?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much for asking. So I have a few different offerings. Specific, like my passion is really supporting my people in breaking free through the very same business model that allowed me to break free. And essentially it's based around clean living water and coming back to source and coming back to our true health. So I support people in building their own business based around this, but specifically based around their personal brand. So the fun bit about that is we really get to land in our fullest expression and go through this growth journey around our personal personal brand, supporting our people, which is supported by sharing clean living water and automated sales funnels and selling systems. And there's full training provided, like you're really supported in my world. So if you're looking to create something for yourself and create time freedom for yourself to really deepen into you and your journey and how you really want to make an impact in the world, this business model will really support you and help you with that, because it is high ticket sales. So that's an option. There's also an option, if you're not looking for that, to work with me on a level in which you get to learn everything about you and how to navigate this human experience in the very best way. So I've created an evolutionary and transformative platform called Rise You, which currently there's over 60 videos, but there's 15 in the pipeline, and I add more videos as I deepen into my journey. It covers mind, body, soul, inner power, relationships, self-management. There's magical rituals in there as well, and so many other things that I'm going to be adding. Not only does it have my teachings, but it also has links to experts to really deepen into it if you're interested in learning more about your body, for instance, and like your gut microbiome and stuff like that, because although I know a lot of things, I'm not an expert in certain fields. So I really support you on that journey and deepening into it with podcasts and audios and all the music, so many good, oh my god, it's so amazing. So Rise You is that. If you want to deepen into it, Embrace is a really deep soul journey that I've created, everything that I've gone through and experienced. And not only do you get my teachings, but you get so many questions to go on your own journey and like really deepen into your journey. And you also get supported with a year's membership of Rise You to support you in the foundational level teachings with that. So those are those options. And with those options, you get access to my personal growth community called The Growth Shift, which has the high ticket business model included. So we're global, and there's monthly Q&As, and I do monthly trainings and bring leaders in the industry out to support you and all of that good stuff. And if you feel the call to work with me one-on-one, there's also an option to do that. You can work with me either messenger only or calls and messenger, whatever feels the call. And if you do choose to work with me one-on-one, you get access to everything. Like, I really support you in my world. You're really held and looked after. Like, I just want the very best for you in your life. So you have many options in respect to where you can find me. Mainly I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn, and you can also find me on YouTube as well, and my podcast is going to be on YouTube and Spotify and Apple. I've currently got 2 episodes, but I'm bringing out so many more. Like, I've got so many like new earth leaders coming out on the podcast, and I'd also love to invite you on, Annie, as well, just to say that, so we can discuss that if you're open to it. Yeah. But yeah, my name is Mel M. Rubin, so M for mother, Mel M. Rubin, and that's my handle for YouTube and LinkedIn, but Instagram is It's Mel M. Rubin. So my old account is Mel M. Rubin, and you can look through that through old content and stuff if you want to, but I started a new Instagram recently to just clear up the energy because I really wanted people that were aligned with me and my vision. So yeah, that's where you can find me. I'm also on Facebook as well, but I'm like toe in toe out with that because of the energy on there. It's a bit too
I just love your energy. And you know what, just to echo that, I could really feel that you would support someone. Like, it just, you know, it's, I could feel that you would, we all would, because we're amazing. I have loved getting to know you just a smidge more, and just being in your beautiful energy, and you're just it's you've energized me. I was, you know, we were both sort of feeling a bit tired before, and I'm like, oh, I'm motivated, I'm invigorated, and I'm like, oh, I got crap to do, this is great. So thank you.
Yay. Thank you. I really appreciate the platform. Thank you so much, Annie, for inviting me out, and to all of the listeners, thank you for listening to my voice. It's a like young Mel never got, she was never listened to. She was always laughed at, ridiculed, because as a reflector, we have out the box thinking and we feel differently and all of that stuff. And I have this limiting belief that, you know, it's much smaller now, but it's still there sometimes. Like, no one likes you, no one listens to you, no one cares what you have to say. So it really fills up my heart when people do listen to my word and people support me with in my social, like, engagement or even working with me or anything like that. So I'm so very grateful to all of the listeners, and also to you, Annie, for asking me to come out based off of, like, what you saw on my social. Like, it's really healing for little Mel, and this, like, feeling of not feeling loved. So thank you very much.
Well, you are very loved and very special. And thank you. And we will talk to you again soon.